Good evening, this is Awani Daily Dose at 5, bringing the latest headlines for Friday, 20th May 2022. Top stories for today. Defence Minister Dato Sri Hishamuddin Hussein earlier today said that the ministry has systems in place to prevent any issues arising from the latest data leak from affecting national security. Meanwhile, Home Minister Dato Sri Hamza Zainuddin confirmed that the alleged data leak containing information of 22.5 million Malaysians born between 1940 and 2004 did not come from the National Registration Department. A report by FMT Online News Portal shows former Deputy CEO of Education Malaysia Global Services, Wafi Abdul Aziz, has been acquitted by the Kuala Lumpur Sessions Court today. Judge Suhana Hussein said the court found that the prosecution had failed to prove a prima facie case against Wafi, who was the first person ever to be charged under the Whistleblower Protection Act 2010. He was ordered to be freed without calling for his defence. Home Minister Dato Sri Hamza Zainuddin hopes that prison congestion among drug users will reduce with the launch of mobile recovery treatment MRT services for the National Anti-Drug Agency Drug Addiction Treatment and Rehabilitation Program, AADK. According to Hamza, currently an estimated 5,877 addicts who completed treatment at the AADK returned to addiction last year from 15,000 addicts who had completed the process of treating their addiction. On the international front, Australian authorities have identified a probable case of monkeypox in a man who recently returned from Europe, as Canada confirmed its first two cases amid a growing outbreak of rare disease in non-endemic countries. The man, who is currently isolating at home, developed a mild illness a few days ago after arriving back in Sydney, showing symptoms clinically compatible with monkeypox. Russia's renewed offensive in Ukraine's Donbas has destroyed the eastern region and turned it into hell. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Russia's intensifying offensive has completely destroyed the eastern region, accusing Moscow of carrying out senseless bombardments. Sri Lanka's central bank has secured foreign exchange to pay for fuel and cooking gas shipments that will ease crippling shortages. Hundreds of students from the Inter-University Students' Federation carrying black flags marched on Colombo's Central Fort area, chanting slogans against the government as police fired tear gas and water cannons to push back student protesters. That's all on Awani Daily Dose for today. I'm Melissa Fernando. Visit astroawani.com for more on these stories.